This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, May 4th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. U.S. and EU trade tensions spike. Commerce to speed Russian phosphate review. And farm bill jockeying resumes with Congress on break. U.S. and EU trade tensions are flaring again. Transatlantic trade relations are fraying once more, that after President Donald Trump on Friday accused the European Union of failing to live up to last year's deal and vowed to impose higher car tariffs. The European Union is not complying with our fully agreed to trade deal, Trump wrote on social media Friday. Next week, I will be increasing tariffs charged to the European Union for cars and trucks coming to the United States. Trump said he would raise the duties from 15 to 25%. However, no order has been issued yet, and follow-through on recent tariff threats has been patchy, including as yet unfulfilled vow to raise the global tariff to 15%. The deal has been on shaky ground over frustrations from the U.S. side on the pace of implementation and European opposition to the Iran war. Europeans are feeling jilted, though. In his post to X, Bernd Lange, top lawmaker on the EU Parliament's International Trade Committee, called the threat unacceptable. He noted that the Parliament recently approved the U.S. deal and it is making its way through the legislative process. While the EU delivers, the U.S. side keeps breaking its commitments, he wrote. In addition to potentially higher vehicle tariffs, a large portion of EU metals exports are likely to face higher tariffs from recent tweaks to U.S. duties, Politico EU reported last week, further rankling EU officials. The Commerce Department will expedite the five-year review of countervailing duties applied to Russian phosphate fertilizer, but Morocco's will proceed at the normal pace. In a filing on the International Trade Administration's portal last week, Commerce said it has not received adequate responses from the interested parties in the Russian case. Accordingly, it plans to issue the final results in about 4 months. The department received an adequate substantive reports from the parties on the Morocco case and will conduct a full review. Full five-year reviews can take almost a year from initiation. In Morocco's case, the review kicked off in February. The preliminary results in a separate countervailing duty probe involving fresh mushrooms from Canada will also be delayed, Commerce said last week. Commerce extended the deadline for preliminary findings by 50 days at the request of the petitioner in the case, that the Fresh Mushrooms Fair Trade Coalition. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Buckle up. Policy fights on pesticide labeling, Prop 12, and E15 may just be getting started. Congress is away for the week, giving lobbyists breathing room to reposition for farm bill battles ahead of the House passed legislation heading to the Senate. Everything except E15, that is. Legislation to allow year-round U.S. sales of 15% fuel blends got left behind. In the words of House Speaker Mike Johnson, it needed more time and amid consternation over parts of the bill. The good news for E15 champions, the bill's ready and a House vote is expected on or around May 13th. The bad news? Well, the measure has to overcome opposition from independent oil refiners and both Republicans and Democrats outside of America's Corn Belt. The bipartisan effort that resulted in removal of a pro-pesticide section of the House Farm Bill now resets. Groups including Crop Life America are pressing the Senate to restore the provision or risk food inflation and lower farm production. And in high-stakes midterm elections, the Bayer-founded Modern Ag Alliance accused House lawmakers of turning their back on farmers and caving in to anti-science MAHA activists. On livestock treatment regulations like California's Prop 12, also expect a revved-up campaign to remove the language that would nullify such state laws. The effort failed in the House, but both animal welfare advocates and farmers who say they already spent money and compliance costs are fighting on. This farm bill isn't about helping farmers or feeding families. It's about preserving a cruel industrial system most Americans reject. That the word from Humane World Action Fund President Sarah Amundson. We will press the Senate to take a different path. Colorado River negotiators from Arizona, California, and Nevada have submitted their vision for water sharing on the Colorado River to the Bureau of Reclamation, which includes 3.2 million acre feet of cuts in the lower basin through 2028. Under a plan presented to the Interior Department on Friday, Arizona would make 760,000 acre feet of cuts in 2027 and 28. California would absorb 440,000 acre feet and Nevada 50,000. Additionally, the three states would share an additional 600,000 acre feet and minimum reductions. They expect to develop a plan for these cuts by August. While the proposed litigation necessarily remains in the absence of a seven-state agreement, the proposal described will benefit the entire basin through the substantial water savings and voluntary commitments that would make in the agreements required for implementation, negotiators for Arizona, California, and Nevada wrote in the proposal. Lifting countervailing duties on phosphate from Russia and Morocco is an easy decision that can be made tomorrow to ease price pressures for U.S. wheat producers. That from the CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers on this week's Open Mic. In addition, Sam Kiefer says we need to engage in some more conversations globally to reduce some pressure on tariffs, not just for inputs, but also for exports. The U.S. has grown in exports year over year, significantly so, but the cost of inputs is overshadowing that victory. Kiefer also discusses the recently passed House Farm Bill, pointing to one title in particular. What we're excited about in this version of the language is that the credit title is being modernized and opportunities to access credit, both long-term and short-term operating loans, would be increased. The cost of farming has increased drastically since the 2018 Farm Bill was put in place. We all know that in just our personal lives, our own grocery bills, our own auto loans and gas pump experiences, the cost of doing everything has increased. Now keep in mind, the Trump administration is divided over whether to lift the duties on Moroccan and Russian phosphate, and a handful of Senate lawmakers are backing legislation to lift those. NOG and other ag groups are supporting the effort. You can listen to AgriPulse Open Mic at AgriPulse.com today. One of the things I've learned over the past 40 years in this industry is predicting price is extremely difficult, even in normal times. Markets can surprise you. This is not a normal time. The dynamics that are affecting supply are quite unusual. The potential for that to flow through the economy and maybe slow demand is, I think, increasing. Well, that's today's final word from Chevron CEO Mike Wirth on CBS Face the Nation yesterday. Wirth said a number of products are becoming very short supply due to the Iran war, including LPG for cooking and South Asia, and jet fuel in Europe. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, May 4th. Brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellick.